everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. This is episode number 35 for Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. The show is sponsored by TLB Talk. It's a place where you can go and say the things you know have to be said, but they just don't want to let you say it anywhere else. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who we will say hi to as soon as I get through this intro. The title of today's show is Trump, Biden, and Classified Documents, and I got to tell you something, I'm really looking forward to this. The mission of today's show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Yeah, that's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. And part of that falls right into what we'll be discussing today. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN, Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. I need to tell you guys one more time, you ladies and guys, one more time, that if you wish to support these platforms, please do me a favor. Go in and figure out what, or average out what you give over the course of a year, divided by 12. And the next time you go in, click the button that says make this a monthly donation and put that number you got. If you do about 100 to 150 a year, then make it $12, $13 a month and make it a reoccurring payment. Why do I ask you to do that every week? Because it gives them peace of mind that they have a budget they can count on, that they know what they can afford, that they know what they can expand. And the more they can expand, the more you will get. If you want to help these platforms to increase not only their audience, but their ability to give you the best media, I'm not asking you to give more, although do that if you can, but do a monthly reoccurring donation. That way, they have a budget they can count on. And I will say that every week because for some reason, people don't seem to understand that. They don't have to give more. Just divide it up evenly and give them peace of mind that each month they're going to get that same amount. And that way, they know what they can afford. All right, Stephen, how are you and where did I get that wrong?
Well, you haven't gotten anything wrong yet, but I'm doing a lot better. I don't have the brain fog that I had yesterday. I told everybody about that. And
well, that's what you get for drinking a gallon of black coffee.
Uh-huh. Well, all right. It was a full pot plus two other cups and two of them sport drinks. I was
You were keyed up a bit.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get into this. I'm going to tell you all right now, you may not hear a whole lot from Stephen on this show, although Stephen's free to come in at any point he wishes, but I've got a lot of information to put out, and I've got less than an hour to get it to you. So I will be talking probably at a little higher rate of speed than I usually do, but the information to me is priceless. Okay, our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com. I cannot stress it enough. Even if it's just to go on TLBTalk.com and make a group up where you can bring your friends in and have discussions you know you can't have anywhere else. If it's illegal or immoral, we're going to kick you off too. But if it's not illegal and it's not immoral, meaning you're not talking about having sex with minors, then this is a free speech platform. Okay? Don't make it illegal. Don't make it immoral and say anything you wish. And this should be pretty much the formula for any place you go. Unless, of course, well, I won't even go into that. All right. So now it's on to business. Again, the title of the show is Trump, Biden, and Classified Documents. God, I love this. It would seem that what is good for the goose is not good for the gander. Okay? It once again is becoming very blatant that what a liberal slash progressive does, rob, maim, destroy, steal, lie, that benefits the administrative deep state is overlooked, buried, and they actually get patted on the back for it, or promoted, or get money. While any conservative, even ex-conservative presidents, even hinting at any of these type of actions is rated, abused, publicly humiliated, and locked away at any cost. We've got to make them look as stupid as possible to scare anybody else from stepping on our toes. And once again, we find that this is actually, I don't know, what we're about to talk about has been known for quite some time. Let me explain something to you. What we're about to talk about was known prior to the election, the midterms. Did you hear anything about it? Did anybody else hear anything about it? The government knew about it. Okay. So let's jump into the topic. Now, I have three authors that I've taken some information from. They're all great authors. And again, you all know that you can go to an article tomorrow, anytime after 12 Central. It's called Eagle's Eye Report. Just look for the big eagle head on the libertybeacon.com, the libertybeacon.com on the slideshow at the top. Click on it, and you will have a link to each and every one of these articles so you can read them in full. Do I encourage you to do that? Oh, yeah, I do. The first bit of information I'm going to discuss comes from somebody I really enjoy reading her stuff, and this is Andrea Widmer. And she is a very good writer, mostly commentary, but it contains a lot of facts that are easily proven. Okay? A lot of the information I took is from her, one of her most recent articles called Biden Just Put Obama in a Serious Bind. I'm not kidding. Biden just put Obama in a serious bind. Well, how does Joe Bob mistreating, I don't know, classified material put Obama in a serious bind? Okay, to start off with, this is great. Vice President Biden left the White House taking classified documents with him. However, what's really lovely is the problem this creates for Obama. After all, he's the only one who can rescue Biden. But by doing so, he will completely exonerate Trump of the charges that the latter violated national security laws by taking documents with him when he left the White House. So right now, Obama is damned if you do, and damned if you don't. If you do, then you literally collapse the case against Trump. If you don't, then what you allow is a massive investigation into serious mishandling of seriously classified documents by a vice president who is now a sitting president. And this could have legal ramifications that would make the nightmare they put Trump through for 4 years seem like a walk in the park. And this is just revving up. Okay, both Rajan Ladd and Howard J. Warner have very ably covered the factual issues surrounding the news that Biden took classified documents with him when he left the vice president's office. They addressed how the Washington establishment had the story before the midterms, but covered it up. I don't know. Does this remind you of the Hunter Biden laptop, anybody? If it is a liberal who does something that is absolutely unforgivable, we will forgive it. We will hide it. You'll never hear about it, even if it means basically rigging a national election. But if you're a conservative, we will beat you to death so you will never get elected, even if it's faux, even if it's wrong.
Hey, even Roger.
If you don't have it right. Yes.
I'd like to add something here. The word on the street back in 63, when Kennedy was murdered, Johnson was going to be indicted on lots and lots and lots of crimes. Treasonous crimes. And then mysteriously, that all went away when Kennedy died.
Yeah, and there's more to it than just that Johnson issue, but that would be a good show for you and I to do. I absolutely would love to do a show on the Kennedy issue. But let me continue here. And thank you, by the way. That was a good input. Okay, so we're talking about Biden taking classified documents. when he left the vice president's office, which was actually quite some time ago, wasn't it? Close to 6 years ago. Okay. They addressed how the Washington establishment had this story before the midterms but covered it up. How that same establishment, including the media, that castigated Trump as a traitor and an arch criminal for allegedly having classified material in his possession, is now racing to make excuses for Biden. And how is it possible that China had access to the materials because it has access to the University of Pennsylvania, Biden's think tank? That's what they called it. Think tank, in which the documents resided for many years. Okay, let me explain something to everybody listening. The communist Chinese invested over $54 million into the university and Biden's think tank. Yeah. I said China. I said $54 million. I said seriously classified, as in SCI. What did Roger do for a living? Wait a minute. Roger worked for the military industrial complex. Roger worked for the DOD. Roger was somebody who carried a TSSI security clearance. Roger knows what this is. Okay? We're not talking about some minor stuff here. But at the same time, this is in a facility that $54 million of communist Chinese money went into, and these were documents that had very high levels of security. I know all about this, people. And I can tell you right now, those documents never should have left the White House, especially in a non-secure area. And people say, well, what about Trump? How many of you people actually do a little homework? How many of you know that Mar-a-Lago has, I don't know, Secret Service protection all the time because it is the home of an ex-president of the United States? And how many of you know the massive, the ability to lock stuff away in Mar-a-Lago far surpasses anything that was in Biden's think tank at the University of Pennsylvania, far beyond. But let's not get hung up on that. Let's continue. Okay. What is so delectable is that Biden has only one defense to the charge that he stole classified documents from the White House, which is a felony, as Democrats never failed to remind us when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. This is a felony, except with the president. He had the ability, and we will go over that a little bit deeper, to declassify anything in his possession. Listen to me. I'm going to say that word again with emphasis. Anything in his possession. And he's one of the few people, if not the only person in this country with the power to do that. And we will get into that a little bit deeper. Okay. The defense is that Obama was president when Biden took the documents and gave him permission to take them, effectively declassifying them. That's the only out that Joe Bob has, is if Obama steps up to say that Biden took those documents because I gave him permission to take them, which would automatically declassify them. Now, we haven't heard any of that. None of that is dribbled out. Obama hasn't said a freaking word about this, but at the same time, these are things everybody needs to consider. This defense works. It does. If Obama does this, he will protect Biden because the president of the United States has the ultimate authority about whether to declassify documents. Moreover, okay, and I never tire of saying this, the president doesn't need to go through any rubber stamp process, nor does he need to consult with the bureaucrats who work for him. Basically, he has the power, whether through words, here, Joe, take these classified documents with you when you leave the White House, or actions, stuffing the documents in his own briefcase to declassify them instantly and nothing more is required. So everybody who screams bloody murder about 300 documents that are classified at Mar-a-Lago, all the president has to do is walk out with them and they're declassified. But Joe Bob doesn't have that power. And the only way, because he's vice president, not president, and the only way around this is for Obama to step up and say, I gave them to him. Okay? All right. This is because the president and only the president has what's called plenary power over national security matters, including document classification and, excuse me, declassification. The Supreme Court articulated what's currently the last and best word on this subject in Navy versus Egan, a case examining whether a civil service board could review someone's being denied a national security clearance, a power, I don't know, it came to via a congressional act. No, the Supreme Court gave this an unequivocal no, based on, in part, on the fact that the executive office is the final word on classification, not Congress, regardless of what they tell you. It is the president. The president, after all, is the commander in chief, okay, and both the Army and the Navy and the U.S. military in the United States. U.S. Constitution Article 2 and whatever. I can't even read the second part, but I put my notes together quickly for this. His authority to classify and control access to information bearing on national security and to determine whether an individual is sufficiently trustworthy to occupy a position in the executive branch that will give that person access to such information flows primarily from this constitutional investment of power in the president and exists quite apart from any explicit congressional grant. In other words, the Congress has nothing to say about this. This is strictly a power of the president. He is the ultimate source of classification or declassification. He is the final word on classification or declassification. If he walks out of the White House with documents, they are automatically assumed to be declassified. If he says they're declassified, they are. He doesn't have to put it in writing. He doesn't have to go through a bunch of, I don't know, hurdles to get it done. It is his power to do so. But you don't hear the Dems talking about this. You don't hear it at all. What you hear is he had 320 classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. No, he didn't. He had 320 documents that at one point in time were classified. Now, let's take the other side of this. What did Joe Bob have? Everybody's saying, well, he only had 12. The president had over 300. President Biden had the ability to declassify those documents as he walked out the door with them. Joe Biden didn't. Joe Biden did not. He was the vice president. He has no such authority and no such power. Now, unless Obama steps up to say, I gave them to him, I declassified him, Joe Bob's in trouble. But if Obama does step up to say, I gave them to him, I declassified him, what he just did is take everything they've said about Trump and Mar-a-Lago right off the bandwagon. It's done. They can't take it any further. Because what you're looking at was basically also done by Joe Bob and Obama. Now, you can see that Hobson's choice, Obama, I don't know, is a force to make. He really is. You have to stop and consider what's going through Obama's mind right now. All right? The uncontested facts show that Joe Biden violated national security laws and worse, put those same documents in an unsecured environment to which the Chinese had access. Whoa! What did I just tell everybody? I just told everybody that the biggest adversary America has on this planet today is communist China, and they had total access to this facility. Why? They invested $54 million in it. $54 million in Joe Biden's facility, his think tank. Some of that may have gone to the university, but a lot of it was focused on Joe Bob's think tank. Okay? They had access to these documents. Okay. When, I don't know. When they learned that Trump had documents in the Secret Service secured environment of Mar-a-Lago, Dems thought execution was too good for him. I guess that's appropriate punishment for Biden too, then, isn't it? Given that he committed the crime years before he gained the White House. So when Trump did it, even though Trump had the power to do exactly what was done, and this is an absolute fact, or Trump would already be in prison. He would. He's not. He's not going to be in prison. Why? Because he had the authority to declassify anything he wanted just by walking it out of the White House. But Joe Bob didn't. And what did he do? He took extremely SCI level clearance documents, 12 of them, maybe not all at that level, but some were, and took them out of the White House, out of a secure environment, took them to a university and locked them in a closet. Whereas Trump has 24/7 Secret Service protection of the entire Mar-a-Lago facility, making it a secure facility. But again, Trump got slammed to the wall over and over and over again. Yeah. Okay. So there is only one way, I don't know, to say that Biden is innocent. And that is for Obama to announce, I told Joe he could take the documents. However, if Obama makes that announcement, he has conceded, and all the Dems will be forced to concede, that a president can declassify documents simply by walking them out of the White House or authorizing someone else to do so. In other words, to exonerate Biden, Obama must also exonerate Trump from the disgraceful, deeply criminally dishonest charge leveled against him. I get a real kick imagining Obama sitting in a lavishly decorated office of one of his three luxury homes, cursing to himself. Okay, and you're going to recognize this, okay? You can always trust Joe Biden to F things up. We've all heard that. That's been, that was passed around so many times before the election. Obama stating, you can always count on Joe Bob to F things up. I can just imagine him thinking that right now. But let's take this forward a little bit more, okay? Now we know why Biden took classified documents. And part of this information comes from a great article by Becker News. And that will also, all of these articles will be embedded. And again, we're not going word for word, but some of the points they make are so freaking outstanding. All right? It's now become clear why Joe Biden took classified documents from his time as vice president and stashed them in the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington, the Biden think tank. The classified documents contained information on highly sensitive subjects, including his ties to Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom, according to a news report from, hold on to your seats here. You're not going to believe this. CNN put this out. Among the classified documents from Joe Biden's time as vice president discovered in a private office last fall, okay, before the midterms, are U.S. intelligence memos and briefing material that covered topics including, as I said, Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom. A total of 10 documents, now it's been up to 12, with classified markings were found in Biden's private academic office, and they were dated between 2013 and 2016. Okay. So he had highly sensitive information stored in a non-secure closet for, I don't know, anywhere from at least, I don't know, 6 to 9 years. 6 to 9 years. What's happened to Joe Bob? Where is he? How come nobody's making a big thing out of this but people like me? In a situation similar to the classified marked documents found in former President Donald Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago, the boxes found at the Penn Biden Center with these classified records was also contained personal Biden family documents. In other words, they're very similar. Basically, the big difference is the number of documents. Donald Trump, however, was president of the United States with ultimate declassification authority over the documents, while Joe Biden took the documents when he was vice president, and he didn't have that authority. While CNN reports that Joe Biden's stash of classified documents did not contain nuclear secrets, there's also no evidence that Donald Trump's documents contained such information. There isn't. All right. The FBI's raid at the behest of the National Archives and Records Administration has not yielded the nuclear secrets that the Washington Post reported in August were in Trump's possession. In other words, lies. The Post has subsequently reported that a review by agents and prosecutors found no discernible business interests in the Mar-a-Lago documents, people familiar with the matter said. In other words, we were told he was stealing these documents, not returning them when he should have, because he was going to use them to profit. Well, we just found out how much later that that's not true either. As reported by CBS News, the documents have prompted a review from a U.S. attorney's office. Okay. Attorney General Merrick Garland has assigned a U.S. attorney in Chicago, and I believe that is a Trump-appointed judge, to review classified documents found in the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement at Washington, D.C., the Biden think tank. CBS News earlier reported, based on confidential sources, the roughly 10 documents are from President Biden's vice presidential office at the center. The sources said CBS News has learned the FBI is also involved in the U.S. attorney's inquiry. And why are they involved? To try and hush it up? To try and shut it down? To try and short-circuit it? Anybody who thinks that, I don't know, the FBI is going to do anything, literally anything, to harm the Biden administration, I need to see it before I'll believe it, because I don't. All right. How about the documents were discovered when packing files housed in a locked closet to vacate the office space in the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and turned over to the National Archives. The Ukraine documents in particular, well, I'm going to stop right there, because when we get back from the break, I would like to jump into the next section of this. I'd like to talk about why these in particular were picked out, these 12 documents, and why those were in Biden's possession and not something else. And believe me, that's a story unto itself. Are we about ready for a break there, Steve?
Certainly am, if you're ready for it.
I sure am. I need to take a breath.
All right. We'll be back in 1 minute, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, so this is ridiculous, okay? The classified material was identified by personal attorneys, like I said. They were getting ready to vacate the think tank at Penn University and the Biden Center in Washington, D.C. And when they did this, and that's where that building was, but it was part of the university, they turned them over to the National Archives. The Ukraine documents in particular hold intrigue due to Hunter Biden's relations with the Ukraine gas company Burisma Holdings. Okay, listen to me again. The Ukraine documents in particular hold intrigue due to the Hunter Biden's relationships with the Ukrainian gas company Burisma Holdings. Anybody remember the video he did where he basically brags on a YouTube video, which I'm sure wasn't a YouTube video at the time, but basically brags, and he knows there's news cameras on him, how he threatened the Ukrainian government to withhold funds unless they fired a prosecutor who was going after Burisma. Okay. But hey, nothing to see here, okay? All right. Again, the Ukraine documents hold intrigue due to the Hunter Biden connection. Burisma paid Hunter over $80,000 a month to be a consultant, despite having zero relevant experience with the gas industry at all. I'm going to give you, it's like saying there's a bum walking down the street right now. It looks like he could use a job. Hey, how about we give you $80,000 a month so you can come in here and help us run this gas company? Yes. I'm not exaggerating at all. If you'd know a little bit more about Hunter Biden, then you would know. Okay, so now let's go just a little bit further on this, okay? In 2016, Biden had pressured the Ukrainian government, oh gee, what did Rogers say, to fire a prosecutor that was investigating Burisma's leadership for corruption. He didn't make any bones about it. He flat out said it. Documents from the Obama-Biden administration showed that representatives for Burisma sought a meeting with the State Department in February 2016 for what? To discuss the corruption allegations. Burisma's representatives invoked the former VP's son, Hunter, to try and get a meeting with the State Department. Freedom of Information documents obtained in a lawsuit by John Solomon, yes, and I love John Solomon, did not indicate if the meeting ever took place. Gee, I wonder why not. On one of the last days of his term as vice president, Joe Biden traveled to Kiev. Freedom of Information documents hosted at the State Department show one possible explanation. All right? I'm saying one possible. Doesn't mean it's the only one. It's the one that stands out the most. Okay? Viktor Nabuzenko, and I can't even pronounce this guy's last name, and I've been trying for a while. But anyway, let's call him Viktor, V-I-K-T-O-R, a political scientist, has cited in an email from the Foreign Service Institute director, Karen Robley, to former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, speculating on the timing of Biden's visit and what it could possibly mean. I want you all to listen. This is a word-for-word verbatim, okay? You're going to hear something in here that ought to make your ears stand way the hell up. Donald Trump, this is what she is saying, okay? This is what Karen is saying to Marie. Donald Trump said that he will carry out an audit of investments in security and democracy in Ukraine. All right. Victor said, for 8 years, the U.S. administration has turned a blind eye to our corruption and have and gave a lot of money through the IMF and various funds. And all this has disappeared somewhere. Trump as new director. Listen to what I'm about to say. This is word for word. Trump as the new director of the company under the name of the United States wants to know where that money went. I'm going to say that again. Trump as the new director of the company under the name of the United States wants to know where that money went. All right. This is the Foreign Services Institute director talking to the U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. Let me read that again. Okay. Trump as the new director of the company under the name of the United States wants to know where that money went. The next time somebody tells you that the United States is not, okay, a republic, it is in fact a corporation. Remember, I said that. And who does that come from? Two high-level U.S. bureaucrats. One of them, yeah, I won't even go back on that. This is absolutely ridiculous. And these are the things we're seeing today. This woman openly admitted that the United States is a corporation, not a republic. Biden may become a subject of consideration in the U.S. Congress on the effectiveness of aid to Ukraine, and and then he will be asked whether the money of the American taxpayers or where that money went. This is about to happen. What we're looking at right here is beyond anything you can imagine. We're talking about everything that Trump was blamed for but wasn't guilty of. Biden wasn't blamed for, but is. Did you all hear what I just said? Everything they accused Trump of in Mar-a-Lago, the president has undisputed power to declassify anything just by stating it. If he says, here, this is declassified, and hands it to somebody and tells them, go away, and they walk out the door with it, you can't touch that individual. Because the president has that supreme power. The vice president has no power. None. So everything that Joe Bob is accused of having done, and it's a proven fact, whether they turn the information over or not, everything Joe Bob did is 10 times worse than anything anything that Trump had even considered doing, because Trump had undisputed ability to declassify anything and everything. That's not a joke. And if you don't believe it, you better do some research, because it's an absolute fact. Okay? Biden may become a subject of consideration, as I said, but such questions have contributed or continued into the Biden presidency. They've contributed to all kinds of, are you kidding me? As the United States has given more than $50 billion to Ukraine, including military, humanitarian, and financial aid, we know this is one of his strongest points, Biden's strongest points of corruption. How much of those 10 documents has to do with what was going on in Ukraine? And why were those 10 documents singled out and put away in an unsecure format? We already know it's unsecure because he did not have the authorization to do that. And if Obama steps up to say he did, he just gave Trump a free pass on everything. The classified documents found in the Biden-affiliated Penn Center will only fuel more demands in Congress for an accounting of where exactly all the Ukrainian aid has gone. We are talking about tens of billions of dollars. going from Joe Bob and his administration into the most corrupt administration on the planet, bar none. It's not a joke, but this is where we stand. What we are seeing here is this whole thing is being flipped on its head. It really is. We know for a fact that Trump had the ability constitutionally to declassify anything he wished simply by stating it was declassified. We also know for a fact that Joe Biden did not have that ability as vice president. He didn't have it. So anything in his possession outside of the secure area of the White House where these documents originated would have made that illegal. Oh, gee, did I really say that? I guess I did. Trump suggested, okay, that given the precedent the FBI set with the raid on him, Biden's other homes and offices and all those of his son Hunter should be searched for any other classified documents. Now, let me ask you a question, please, my co-host. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think that they're going to go raid Biden's home and his son's home? Do you think they're about to do that? Because that would be, in my eyes, if we've already proven that he has taken highly classified documents, all right, without authorization, if he's already done it. What do you think, Steve?
I think they would probably find some other reason to go back to Mar-a-Lago.
Why? I actually knew you were going to say that, but why did I know that? Okay. What we're looking at here is something that is so far off the charts, it's ridiculous, right? If you are Trump, then you will be slammed to the ground beyond what any other president in history ever has been. All right. We know for a fact that there is, and that, I don't know, I would say Obama, and this is a known fact, has taken classified documents away from the White House. We know for a fact he did this, and we know for a fact that nothing has happened to him. Nothing. Nobody raided his house. Nobody did any of these things. Why was it done to Donald Trump? It was done to Donald Trump because they absolutely knew beyond a shadow of a doubt the Democrats, the progressives, the liberals, absolutely knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that if Trump stayed in office, all of their plans to bring the United States into a global governance would be gone. So anything and everything had to be done to get, not only to get him out of office. How many impeachment trials did we see, or attempts to? Okay. Were they successful? No. Why? Because they couldn't prove he'd actually done anything wrong. Now they still can't prove he's done anything wrong. Did he have classified information sitting in Mar-a-Lago? Not if he said it wasn't classified anymore. The president has ultimate authority to declassify any document he wishes. Don't think Roger's kidding. Don't think Roger doesn't know what he's talking about. He does. So every single thing that is at Mar-a-Lago was there because the president said it was declassified. And he still ended up by negotiating, giving a lot of these documents back. I don't know why, but he did. But Joe Bob, as the vice president, has none of this authority, has none of this power. But yet, he has documents that are considered to be highly sensitive. Okay? That, you know, SCI, sensitive intelligence. This is beyond just secret or confidential. This is stuff that really counts, but all of this stuff tended to point towards Joe Bob and Hunter as being a, I don't know, an influence outside of the needs of this country on foreign governments to the benefit of the Biden family. So what we're looking at right now is a president sitting in the White House who literally has gone so far into the illegal, it's insane. If it can be proven, which obviously it can at this point, all right, that these documents were taken and stored in an unsecure facility. These were locked in a closet in an office. They didn't have massive security. They didn't have a huge safe this stuff was in. They were locked in a closet. And he didn't even have the authorization to take them out of a secured area. Now, if Trump had done this without being president, say as vice president, they would be hanging him right now. They would literally be hanging Trump right now. But yet we have a sitting president who, as vice president, right, absolutely ignored all of the laws, all of the rules of information that was never supposed to be seen because it was classified. Never supposed to be seen outside of those who had the clearances to see them. We know for a fact that it's not secret information. It's not confidential information. It's higher. This is sensitive intel. But yet, what we're looking at here is Joe Bob not saying a word. Do you hear anybody from the White House say anything about this? Has anybody said anything about this? What this proves unequivocally is that everything that Trump is being accused of and is not guilty of, because he was the commander in chief, Joe Bob did and is guilty of. And they're saying, well, it's only 12 documents. Trump had over 300. Listen to me. I'm going to say this again. Trump, as president of the United States, can declassify anything and everything he wishes. And he doesn't even have to write it down. He can give it to somebody and tell them, take it out the door. That is under his direct command. But at the same time, okay, he has that ability to declassify anything and everything. But a vice president has no authority along those lines. None. Absolutely none. What are we looking at? We're looking at a president that's being torn to the ground. We're looking at a president that's being, an ex-president that's being stomped on over and over and over again by the deep state in this country. Why? Because they're terrified of Trump. They don't want him in office. Why? Because he would screw up the destruction of America. He would screw up exactly what's going on right now. Where am I going to go with this? Let's take this one little step further, okay? The United States must first go to her knees before you can have global governance. Oh, gee, did Roger just say that? The first time I said that was 12 years ago. And we stand on that precipice right now. We are looking at a global takeover of this planet. We are looking at that right now. And Trump won't have anything to do with it. So he cannot be allowed to get reelected. And he wasn't. What most of you don't understand here is Trump was never supposed to be elected, ever. There was massive rigging in 2016. Why do you think Hillary was so irate when she had to concede to Trump? Because she went into this knowing that this was rigged and she was going to win. Her 8 years in office were to complete what Obama had started. The absolute destruction of America and bringing it into global governance. This is exactly what was supposed to happen, but it didn't. Trump got elected. Nobody in this government, and this tells you how many stupid people actually work in the deep state, expected Trump to draw as many votes as he did, and Hillary lost. What you're looking at right now, okay, is the leftover spat from that. What you're looking at right now is evil beyond what anybody here can understand. If you are Trump, we will drag you into the ground with every faux accusation we can possibly think of. If you're Joe Biden, who has committed one illegal action after another, all the way up to and including dealing with enemies of the state, and you not only get away scot-free, but I'm going to take the people who are running against you, and I'm going to try and put them in prison. Gee, would that be Trump? What we are looking here at here today, I was going to do another show on COVID today. I absolutely was. I had all of the notes set up. I was ready to go. I really was all fired up. Now, Steve, come in and back me up. Didn't I give you the notes for today's show and they were about COVID?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you gave me two articles to go over. And then he called me about 12 his time or something like that. 12:30. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. And I said, guess what? I can't do it. I got to do this. So next week we'll be talking about COVID, and I've got some really hair-hanging information to discuss at that point. But today we needed to talk about this. Today what we are looking at is, I don't know, can you say the word traitor? Can you?
Treason.
I just don't seem to understand how it can get this huge without it exploding in the face of those who perpetrated it. Where we're looking at a president, okay, the president of the United States, who has such a dark past, it's insane. Where we see this guy literally, okay, committing acts that border on treason against the United States. Where we see threats being made against foreign powers or those who govern foreign powers to bring them in line to the benefit of his family and the protection of his son. Where we see a president, an ex-president of the United States, who has not gone outside of the boundaries any other president in history ever has, not even slightly, and yet is being hung out to dry. What we're looking at with Trump doesn't go beyond what any other president has ever done. Obama literally has all kinds of documents that are in question, okay? And yeah, do a little research into that. How many more than, say, Trump had? Many more. But why wasn't Obama hit up? Why didn't this happen to Obama? Gee, big guess. We're looking at something today that is shaping America. Listen to me. This is shaping America. We are being told, and how many people are believing, that Trump was evil for not even doing anything wrong, if it's explained properly. But at the same time, Joe Biden, who not only did the same thing, but much worse. Where's the news? Where are the people clamoring? Where are the drums being beaten? Where are the soldiers stepping up to the White House to arrest him? Where? We're seeing beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything Trump was accused of doing and had the right to do as a president of the United States, Joe Bob did and didn't have the right to do. None of this is a joke. Why didn't Joe Bob have the right to do it? Because he wasn't the president. He was the vice president. He was the vice president. He does not have the ability to declassify documents at the drop of the hat, whereas the president does. Where am I getting any of this wrong, Steve?
Well, you're not getting anything wrong.
Anything to put in?
You know, I'm not on the Trump train, and you still say that you're not on the Trump train either, but nobody else in chat is either, but I don't know.
It's not being on the Trump train. It's putting out facts.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not about whether you love Trump or not. It isn't. It's about what is and what isn't. You cannot literally Okay, why isn't Trump in jail? Why isn't Trump in prison? How long has this been going on?
Well,
this is a mechanism set up for bad press against Trump. He's never going to go to prison for any of this. They haven't even accused, proven that he's done anything to keep him from running for president again. I'm not a huge Trump fan. I could give you a list of things that Trump has done that I don't like at all. But at the same time, if you have, I don't know, not done what you're being accused of, but the actual sitting president of the United States has done what you're accusing Trump of, somebody should speak up, shouldn't they? And how much does that have to do with whether I like Trump or not?
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
You know, there's been quite a few presidents in the last 60-plus years that have said it's not illegal if the president does it. And there's been quite a few of them that have also said the Constitution is nothing but a bleep, bleep piece of paper.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. But you also have to understand that there is somebody or there is an organization out there that is set up to define exactly what the Constitution means and whether or not it has been breached or not, whether the Bill of Rights has been breached or not. And that is SCOTUS. That is, you know, these are the people who had the final word on that. And if Trump had been outside of his abilities, the Supreme Court would have come down on him like a hammer. And they haven't. The point here is not whether you like Trump or not. The point here is if you allow the Democrats to literally destroy any competition using faux methods, something that isn't true, something that never happened, something that's not defined the way they're stating it. If you allow this to happen, then what you have done is you blessed this country with a uniparty, because eventually nobody will run under a Republican ticket, especially when you're talking about this is to the detriment of the United States. We know for a fact that sitting in the White House is somebody who is seditious to America. We know that sitting in the White House may even be somebody who is treasonous to America. And everybody out there says, why is he in the White House? And I'll say this one more time. When you need to bring America to her knees for global governance, when you need to make that happen, America the Cowboys has to go down first. When that happens, then you can have global governance. Everything you're seeing happening in front of you could never happen under someone like Trump. It couldn't. He's too arrogant. Okay. He's too self-centered, and he wants to be a hero to the people. And that way his ego can get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know what? If it works for the people, I don't give a damn. Do I like him? No, I don't. But at the same time, we are being told that Trump committed so many evil and illegal actions, but what we are finding out is that nothing Trump did is actually outside of his purview. But if you take a look at the guy sitting in the White House, he did everything they're accusing Trump of when he wasn't president. Why isn't Joe Bob in prison? Steve?
I don't know. We might have to talk about that next week.
I think we may have to. All right. Any last words, my friend? We're down to a last minute.
No. You pretty much said it all.
Oh, God, I usually do, and I apologize. But I apologize for a few minutes of quiet here. There's things going on at the house here. We've got some repairs being done, or the office. We've got some repairs being done and stuff like that, and I had to stop for a second and talk to somebody. That doesn't usually happen, but I appreciate everybody being a little patient for that. Going forward, this has to be expanded on. It has to be. And also, I need to do another show on vaccines, because the things that are happening right now, the things that are coming to light right now about the global vaccine program are mind-boggling. The two things the globalists need to take care of before they can run the planet is they need to collapse the global economy, and they need to seriously cut the population down by about 80 to 90%. These are the things you're looking at, people. These are the things you're looking at. This is all part of it. And with that, I'll give you the final word, Steve, and I will talk to all of you again next week. And thank you for listening. You are appreciated.
All right. I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Thanks, everyone.